in the state four times since 1990, trying to make it number five here today against the Bulldogs of Ingles. Ingles coming in to this matchup, the second seed in this state tournament, and on the year now with a record of 37-7. We got to take our pre-match two-minute timeout. First serves coming up. It's the Eagles from Axtell and the Bulldogs from Ingles. Winner will get placed third here in the 1A Division II Kansas State Volleyball Tournament in Emporia. We're back after this on Sunny 101.3.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabetha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Got a team ready to hit the road? Adding a useful driver to your auto insurance doesn't have to be scary. We'll help you find the right coverage without breaking the bank. Plus, ask about good student discounts. Protect your team. Protect your wallet. Call SBS Insurance today. The road starts here. Let's make it a safe one.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we service what we sell.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here in Emporia, it's Jake Spaulding, Danny Alley, and back in the studios, our very own Jeff Nichols taking care of us this morning. I hope somebody brought you some food, Jeff. I know you were hungry. Early start to the day here in Emporia, Kansas, but it's the 1A Division II State Volleyball Tournament, and it's the final day. And we've got two teams in front of us ready to take the floor. Winner will get third place in the state. And how about this statistic? We talked about it in the first match of the day. The Twin Valley League has the opportunity of taking first, second, and third here in 1A Division II in Emporia. It's Hanover and Lynn going for a championship across the way, and the Axtell Eagles playing against Ingles here for third in front of us. We're glad that you're with us here today. Again, Jake Spaulding, Danny Alley, courtside here at historic White Auditorium in Emporia. Axtell, as the 8 seed, Danny, a lot of people overlooked them across the state, but we didn't. We always understand the Twin Valley League is so good and prepares you so well for moments like this. After a tough loss in the semifinals, how does the Axtell Eagles bounce back to try and take third?
Yeah, I think most importantly, they know how to play volleyball. They know how they work together. They just need to step out on the court and play with that same intensity that we saw them play with yesterday. That loss is tough, but get back out there, put smiles on your faces, and just have fun.
Have some fun. This will be the last match of the career for the following. Natalie Strothman, Alyssa Hazenkamp, Callie McClellan, Avery Bussing, and Claire Bussing, all seniors for this Axtell Eagle roster. Head coach Rhonda Hazenkamp in her first season with the Eagles, assisted by Rose Kuckelman and Pam Bussing, managers Avery Kroger, Maya Ronnebaum, and Ellie Bussing. Great crowd on hand here for the Axtell Eagles. They travel well, no doubt about it. And also for the Eagle Bulldogs here on our side of the court, if you look across the way, with Lynn, Hanover, this White Auditorium is pretty much at capacity. Great opportunity for everybody here today. And also, speaking of Twin Valley League, Danny, Centralia beats South Gray in straight sets. So the Panthers trying to upend Little River in the state championship in 1A Division I. Little River, they've won three straight Kansas State titles in 1A Division I. Tall task, but another Twin Valley League team going to finish in the top part of the state. How impressive is that?
Yeah, that's very impressive. But again, a testament to this league and the competition in this league. I can't think of a better way for teams to be prepared. It's no wonder we have so many of them in these state games.
Also across the state from Northeast Kansas, you've got Holton in a third set right now in their semifinal They're leading Wichita Trinity right now by a count of 15-12. And that one, Silver Lake on the opposite side of the court, trying to make it a Big East League championship. Later on today, Valley Heights and Jefferson County North trying to do battle in 2A out in Dodge City. A lot going on, and hey, don't forget, a little bit later on here this afternoon, there will be more volleyball here on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC. Well, Danny, you ready to rock and roll for a third place opportunity here for the Eagles?
Yes, man, this is so exciting. The atmosphere here is just really cool. The music playing, the crowd getting into it. You know, we talked earlier about these smaller schools bringing so many more people to these state matches, and man, you can really feel it in here right now.
All right, starters for the Eagles, as always, it'll be the Libro and Claire Bussing out there with Reagan Hayes in camp, also Natalie Strothman. Also on the floor will be Ava Brockstrom for Axtell. Of course, you can't forget about the center, that's Caitlin Detweiler. Also Claire McClellan, or excuse me, Callie McClellan for Axtell, and finally, Reagan Hazenkamp for the Eagles. They move right to left across your dial once again in the blue uniforms with the white numerals and lettering trimmed in red and red stripes down the side. The Eagle Bulldogs, their black uniforms with the gold numerals and letters trimmed in purple, as it'll be Eagles left to right, Axtell right to left. We're about ready to go as I believe Eagles won the flip. Well, we don't know yet. There it is. Axtell won the flip. And sorry, I'm looking at the official. She's trying to get the attention of Rhonda Hazenkamp. And she says, are you ready? She looks over at Eagles coach, Wilma Galevis, and she says, here we go. All right, Axtell will have the first serve. We're underway here in this third place match. Great serve by Detweiler. Setting it up, back row attack coming here from Stein. It popped in the air, and we've got a net violation on Natalie Strothman for the Eagles. First point goes to Ingles.
That's too bad because that was a great dig in the back row, but right away off the bat, you're seeing number 8 for Ingles as a person that they're going to target. She was in the back row there, and she's swinging pretty hard. So she's in the front row now. Let's see what happens.
Schmeckel with the serve. Detweiler tried to keep it alive, but a double hit out of play. 2-0 Ingles early. Here on Sunny 101.3, a little bit later on, Johnson County Central, the only undefeated team left in the entire state of Nebraska, will be right here on Sunny 101.3. Good serve there by Ingles, and Eagles have to send it back with an easy third hit. On the attack, Schmeckie, and she puts it down through the double block of Ava Brockman and Natalie Strothman. It's 3-0 quickly here for the Dogs. Axtell. Got a touch on that one that time, Danny, but kind of scrambling defense. We really haven't seen them be able to have an aggressive attack early on.
Yeah, they need to just keep rolling with these passes in the back row. They're struggling. There's another ace serve for Ingles. That back row is just struggling, getting their passes out to Detweiler right now.
All right, 4-0 Ingles, as Danny just alluded to. Schmeckel with another ace. It's 4-0. That starts time a little later on today for Johnson County Central. It's 2 o'clock. Right here on Sunday 101.3, and that's another ace. I bet a timeout's going to be coming here in a minute. Ingles quickly up 5-0, and three aces on the day now for Schmeckel. All starts that first pass. You talked about it, Danny. Schmeckel, another serve this time. Diving effort by Bussing, and another ace. It's 6-0 to begin this, and quickly going to the bench. They're Bussing out. Maddie will come back in for the first time. Strothman to replace her on the back row. Schmeckel, this serve, and it's through the hands of Strothman. 7 straight points, 5 aces, and Ingles jumps out early on Axtell.
Yeah, this is where you just say, dig deep, girls. Come on, tell yourselves you can do it. Just get one pass. Just get one pass, and let's start whittling away at that lead.
Schmeckel, another serve. This time, pass goes backwards, bringing it back in from the serve receive line, and Detweiler will get it over on the third hit. Now on the attack are the Bulldogs. Outside, Schmeckel puts it down. Off of a dig attempt by Hazenkamp, but they got to take a timeout. They will. 8-0 Eagles here in the first set. Timeout, Axtell. They got to regroup here early. We're back in 30 seconds to Emporia here on Sunny 101.3.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here in Emporia, out of the Coach Rhonda Hazekamp timeout, Danny Ingles out to an 8-0 lead with 5 aces so far here by Schmeichel.
Yeah, let's see what serve-receive adjustments they have back here. She's serving really deep, and those balls sometimes are hard to tell. Is it in? Is it out? You know, whose ball is that? Looks like they got a pass over right here.
On the attack, it's Schmeichel from the back row. Off the diving to Templum Detweiler into the stand. It's 9-0. Ingles rolling here early.
So speaking of that, too, front row, got to figure out how to get a block on number 8. You know, we talked about that looking first point of the match, and she was swinging out of the back row. So I expect that they're going to give the ball to her a majority of the day.
And that serve that goes long, but what a run to start by Schmeichel.
Yeah, those serves looks like they were going long. I wonder how many of them might have been out if they didn't try to pass.
9-1, Axels. Great serve. First serve for them, and it's a good one from McClellan. Set outside Schmeichel to the back row, picked up by Maggie Strawson, set by Detweiler, and able to put it away, McClellan.
Yeah, nice swing. That was perfectly timed. It looked like she left a little bit early, but, man, she hung in the air there and just swung perfectly.
9-2. Here in this match, set number 1, third place here in 1A Division 2 in Kansas.
Go get that. Yeah.
There's a bad pass, I should say, from Ingles. An overpass,
yeah.
And it's set up Natalie Strongman at the net,
yeah.
Danny.
Those are the ones that we talked about yesterday. You just, like, slobber at the mouth to see those coming because you know that they're yours and you know you're going to make a great play on them.
Hungry. There's another serve. Great one from McClellan. Setting it outside Schmeichel and puts it down.
Yeah, again, going to number 8, they're gonna get the ball to her. So adjustments on that front row have to be made. Your jump have to be timed just pretty perfectly to get a hand on that ball.
Beg your pardon, that's Stein that I keep referencing as the attacker for Ingles. Good serve here by Ingles. Detweiler setting it up backside. Here's Natalie Strawson. Goes cross court. Picked up on the back row by Olson. Now sent across on the third hit. Good chip in the net by the Eagles. Detweiler setting up near side. Hazenkamp can't put it down. Dug in the back row there by Steinmetz. Now down the line off of the diving Detweiler. And there's Stein once again. Danny, I would say that they got probably four kill shots in this match. All of them coming from Stein.
Yeah, I would agree. She's doing a great job out there on the outside. But again, she's the only one that has hit the ball so far. So figuring out how to put a block on her.
Hazenkamp tips it across for the Eagles. Here's Stein. Somebody maybe was hit the net. No whistle on that one, but Stein able to put another one down. It's 12-3 quickly. Again, you look at the last few points here. This match really could be 4-3. Maybe it's even 6-3. But the run to begin this match by Schmeichel from behind the line really put Axel behind the sticks.
Yep.
Here's a great kill attempt there by Hazenkamp. This dig in the back row, though, by Schmeichel. Now Ingles have to set it over on the third hit for a free ball. Detweiler setting it up from far outside and tipped across, dug up, kept alive. Ingles has to get it over on the third, and they do. Brockman sends it right back. Now Ingles on the attack. Here comes Stein, and tossed in the air but out of play. Scramble drill won by the Bulldogs. It's 13-3 here in set 1.
Yep, again, one of those things. You just got to take a deep breath, 1 point at a time, and dig yourself out of this hole.
Serving again, here will be Steinmetz, taken in the back row by Maggie Seffel. Detweiler coming near side through the double block. Great job there by Axel's Reagan Hazenkamp, and they break serve to the Eagles. It's 13-4.
Yeah, not a hard swing, but an effective one. Got the ball back, and again, whittle away at this lead.
Natalie Strothman with a good deep serve. Set here, outside Stein on the attack. Good dig there by McClellan. Pushed over by Hazenkamp, but dug up by Ingles. And on the attack, McClellan. Detweiler setting up middle. Here's Maggie. Can't put it down. Good dig in the back line by Schmeichel. And another kill attempt by Stein. Kept alive momentarily. Ooh. And Kayla Detweiler ran into the wall. The very, very, very short area from the out-of-bounds line and the wall. And good to see her pop back up. A few tears in her eye, but she's going to shake it off. She says, let's go. Keep it going. 14-4 Ingles after that kill by Stein. The Janesse Stoudemire back to serve. That's too strong. Way out of play. And I think you're right. Take it back to the beginning part of this set. How many of those serves were at the shoulders of the back row for Axel? Could those have been out? I think, I think you're spot on.
We talked a little bit yesterday about depth perception on this court. There's a black line that's the basketball line right here and a yellow line that is the service line. And sometimes that can throw a wrench in how you're perceiving the depth of that ball.
Stein hits this one into the net. It was a great serve by Hazekamp to get a start at 14-6. Holton will be moving on to play for a state championship in 3A. That game just went final on the far side of our court. It's 14-4. Hanover dominating Lynn. It's the state title here. Hazekamp, another serve. It's Alyssa. Taken to the back row by Stein. Step coming right back to her from Schmeckel. And Stein hits it through the block and out of play. 15-6. Ingles with the lead early.
Now, Jake, has anybody else swung the ball?
No, not one.
So, again, it's just figuring out how to keep her contained. Right now she's on the back row, so that's good news. But she is still going to swing from the back row. So figuring out that back row and communication between those three on the back row is going to be huge.
Now Stein with a serve. She's on the back line right now. See if she comes up for opportunities at the net. Axel has to send it over for a free ball on the third hit. Here's a back row attack from Stein, and it's going to be another kill. 16-6. Stein is dominant right now for Ingles.
Yeah, there's no one else really moving over there on that side of the court. Their offensive strategy is to get to the ball to number eight. So, again, figuring out how to adjust to that.
We talked about how Lynn might be the most complete team, but Stein right here, as she serves an ace, miscommunication on the back line, 17-6 now. Ingles with the lead, timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here. 17-6, Axel trailing by 11 here in set number one, and they just look a little shell-shocked right now. Stein, we were informed of earlier, arguably could be the best player in this tournament, and you're seeing why here early on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt that she is a good hitter. But, again, she is one player. There's six on this side of the court, and so communication with each other at this point, you can't hang your head. You have to fight for every point. There's still room in this match or in this set to get back into the match. They just got to talk to each other. You know, they've made it this far. They've done a great job this weekend. So just keeping those positive attitudes and trying to shift that momentum as best they can.
And this is something, too, that you're, you know, again, as a coach, Rhonda Hazekamp, that's why she takes that timeout. Get her kids focused back with her, because you can see the heads are starting to drop on the floor. Let's see how Ashley responds out of Coach Hazekamp's timeout. Stein continues to serve. Ingles leads 17-6. Taking the back row, great pass from Natalie, quick jump over by Detweiler, and that is what you need.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, they're standing still a little bit on that other side of the court. So if they could figure out how to shoot those deep corners, get those little dumps in, and really just wail on the ball, I think they're going to be okay.
Hazekamp, Reagan with a great serve, taking the back line here. Stein, back row attack, too far. Great communication that time. It was Natalie on the back line. Strongman for the Eagles saying, hey, that's out.
Yeah, and guess what? They're starting to catch on to that game, and so they're seeing what they're doing and adjusting to it is exactly what they need to do.
Reagan Hazekamp, another great serve. Here's a set back again. Here's Stein, back row attack through the block. And you'll have to help me out a little bit with this, Danny, but with Stein coming from the back row, is there an area she cannot cross when she's doing a back row attack like that?
Yeah, she just can't cross the 10-foot line, so that's why they're utilizing her in the back row. She's got a great approach, and she can really swing at any place on the court, and they're using that very well right now.
18-8, setting up Stein again. This one's too far, out of play. It's 18-9. Axel sides out, but man, you see that Stein. Her leaping ability is good. Her timing is good. Mm-hmm. And that back row attack, I feel like, is almost more powerful than her up on the hip.
Yeah, she can jump really well from the back row. You can tell that she's practiced that, and they've probably used that as a key this entire season.
Maggie Strothman, great serve here. Stein from the back row through the double block touch and out of play. It'll be another kill for Stein. I'd like to know what her season statistics are on the season, but it's 19-9. Ingles up by 10. First server, Allison Rundle, and it's taken by Alyssa on the back line. That's now over to Natalie Strothman. Great set from Detweiler and Strothman, able to put it down the line.
Yeah, but let's talk about that pass, too. We talked about that being a key in this game, in this day, and that was a great pass.
Alyssa Hazekamp, who you're referencing there for the back line, the defensive specialist. She comes out of the game right now, and she's going over to her teammates, giving high fives. How about an ace?
What is that, 126?
Oh, that's 127, something like that, but she's just phenomenal. from behind the line. They needed it. They got it from Kaylin Detweiler. 19-18. She continues to serve here. Axel needs to push points down by eight. Nearly another ace. Picked up on the back line by Stein. Set back to her and Stein for the back row. Too far.
Yep. Yep. She's struggling in the back row right now. So that's a good thing to use to the advantage. Hey, 7 points down. We talked about just whittle away at this score, and that's what we're doing right now.
Another serve here. Great job by Detweiler. Free ball at the net. Oh, just stepped right back across there by McClellan. She's talking to herself, saying, man, I should have done a little bit harder swing. Over on the axle side, here's McClellan. She swings harder this time.
Got that one. Made up for it right there. Yeah, I think maybe that caught her a little bit off guard, and she just didn't get jumped in time. But worked out well, worked out in the favor. 19-13.
That was awesome. 19-13, as you mentioned, and Detweiler continuing to serve here for the Eagles. That one taken to the back row by Stein. Set right back to her back row attack from Stein, and nice diving effort to keep it alive by McClellan. It goes over to the Eagles side for a free ball. Here's Stein on the back line that time.
Yeah, that one was in. But you know what? We talked about it. They got points. They had a little bit of a roll there. All it takes is one pass. So let's see if they've made an adjustment in this serve receive here.
20-13. Ingles up by seven. Another serve hit from Schmecky. That one's way too strong, but she's the one that started this match off. Jill Schmeckle from Ingles, and she served nine straight points to begin this match. That time, no points awarded, and they slide out to the Eagles. Callie McClellan to serve. Taken by Stein on the back left corner. Popped in the air by Schmeckle, and a 10-foot line nearly approached by the back row. Kept alive, good job there by Hazekamp. Now Reagan gets it back from Detweiler, sends it to the back corner. Here's a step outside Stein. She crossed the 10-foot line that time, and that one was on the back line.
Yep, and again, I'm not sure I've seen anyone else swing on that side of the court, so these blocks are becoming very, very important.
21-14, back to serve for Ingles. Will be Leah Steinmetz, taken in the back row by McClellan, set up by Detweiler. Nice set towards the net, but going under the net that time was Natalie Strothman. Couldn't keep her body on their side of the court. It's 22-14, Ingles.
Yeah, that's a really hard set to make when you're running to that side of the court trying to set up your offhand hitter. She was looking at it from behind her head and kind of punched it over and ended up over the net or under the net.
McClellan, a powerful punch taken to the back row by Ingles. And here's one. Oh, my goodness, on the back line again. Stein, back row attack start to heat up for the Bulldogs. They lead 23-14, excuse me. Another serve coming up here for Steinmetz. Taken to the back row by McClellan, popped in the air. Now Detweiler setting it up near side. Here comes Hazekamp. Reagan, it goes to the offhand to punch it across. Now Stein takes some off of that one. And Detweiler, diving effort, sends it back to Ingles' side. Now on the attack, stopped at the net by Ava Brogsterman and Natalie Strothman.
And that's what it takes, guys. And I know from being on the other receiving end of that, you get her shut down a couple of times and get into her head, she's going to be not as confident in herself and might miss some of those swings.
Natalie Strothman, a little bit errant on that serve. First service error of the game, but it comes at an inopportune time. It's now set point for Ingles. They lead 24-15. You saying that you were the attacker that was getting stuck?
No,
oh, okay.
But I know what that feels like on that side.
Stoudemire with the serve for Ingles. Here's a set from Detweiler coming near side. Maggie Strothman can't put it down. Picked up by Ingles. Coming on the attack, it's Stein. Stuffed at the net again. That time by Maggie Strothman.
Yep, and you just say to yourself at this point, okay, I got her number. I know what I'm doing now. I'm timing it, and now I'm going to keep going after her.
How many straight serves have you said you've done in your lifetime when you were playing?
So here, show my age a little bit, but when I was in high school, we didn't even have rally scoring, and I served 15 in a row one time.
Axel down by eight. They could use at least that right now from Alyssa. And a great job there. Great serve starting it off from Alyssa Hazenkamp, and then Detweiler, instead of setting up Strothman, she pounces it down, and it's 24-17.
She's just doing her thing. That's what makes her so good.
Alyssa, can she go on a run like Danny McManigal did back in the day? Good serve from her. It's going to be an ace. Oh, nice pickup there by Stein. Quick set. Strothman on the line.
Yeah, so we talked about that a little bit too. Man, Detweiler is figuring it out too in the front row. When she's setting them off the net, they're struggling to get those kills. That one was perfectly set, perfectly timed, And Strassman just went after it.
Melissa Hazenkamp, defensive specialist for the Eagles, to serve again. This one, into the net, and that will be set one in favor of the Eagles. But you saw some life towards the end right there from the Eagles. They were figuring things out against Stein. They'll have to regroup heading into set two.
Yeah, they got it. Like I said, they know what they're doing now, and they know where she's going, and they know that she's swinging at it every time. So just getting in her head is going to be a key to their success in this second set.
2-minute timeout. We're back after this. Eagles take set one over Axel, 25-18. We're back after this on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Axtell Lumber and Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at State. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Impeccable work by the great Jeff Nichols back in the studio. This is Jake. I'm joined by Danny Alley once again here in Emporia for the 1A Division II Kansas Girls State Volleyball third place match, final match of the year for all these squads. On the championship side of the court, Hanover defeated Lynn 25-16 in the first set here. Ingles took care of Axel 25-18. Here we are underway, set number two. Here's Natalie Strassman on the attack. Picked up on the back row and then underneath the net. Yeah, great call there by the floor official. Mm-hmm. She came underneath the net, did Schmeckle. That'll be the first point for Axel. So different than set one, Engel started out on a 9-0 run. Axel gets the first point here.
Axel made an adjustment on the back row. Usually the libero was coming in for Strassman in the back row, and Strassman stayed in. That serve receive was well, passed up well, set up well, and the point to this side.
Here's Stein on the attack. Man, punishes that volleyball, and Detweiler mainly just had to protect herself on that one. It's a kill for Stein. You mentioned it. It's Maggie Strassman, as well as Reagan Hazenkamp on the back line with Natalie Strassman. On the front row, it's Ava Brockstrom, Detweiler, and McClellan. Here's Detweiler. Back set. Natalie,
yeah, that's it right there. That's a lot. What we talked about, that great pass, that first pass up, great set, beautiful timing with the hitter and the setter. This is the kind of volleyball that they need to play in order to get this set.
Callie will serve now as Axel leads 2-1 here in set number two. Again, we saw live towards the end of that first set, carrying over here into the second right now. Setting it up outside, here's Stein on the attack. Through the double block, nice shot there by Detweiler. And then another time, in the net was Natalie Strassman.
Oh, man. Darn, because that actually, we got the block on that, slowed the ball down a little bit, which allowed Detweiler to get that ball back up into play.
Here's a serve from Stoudemire, nearly an ace. Nice job popping it in the air by McCrumlin. Good job by Detweiler keeping it alive, pushing it across the court is Hazenkamp. 2-2 your score here, Stein, and out of the line.
Yeah. They're still going to her every time. The ball is coming from her. Adjustments are being made, so that is good to see. Service back with Axel. Strassman back to serve.
That'll be Natalie back to serve here for the Eagles. Natalie, good hard serve, taking the back row. Now Eagles off the attack. Stein puts that one down. No, good job by Detweiler, and Maggie has to send it across on the third hit. Now Stein on the outside of the row attack. Good dig in the back row. That time by Natalie. Brought back in by Detweiler, and Natalie sends it over on the third.
Put nice
the
play.
Corner, but picked up by Stoudemeyer. And a free ball. We haven't seen that many times. She
no.
Over here.
Now take advantage.
Detweiler setting it up. Maggie Strothman can't put it down. Good block at the net. Kept alive. But we have a double hit.
Oh, nice.
On
yeah.
Ingles.
Yeah, great. That was great network. Ball placement. We talked a lot about those deep corners. That was some excellent placement there.
Natalie Strothman, service error into the net. Again, a hampered ankle, and we've seen that affect her a couple times on the surge. First service error of this set, just second of the match. Here's a serve by Ingles Stein. Now Detweiler setting up near side. It's Maggie, about 3 feet off the net, and she's stuffed at the net by the setter in Jill Schmeckel. Schmeckel, you know, you're not your typical setter, 5'9". Up there for Ingles, defending at the net. 4-4 now your score. Stein to serve again. Nice pass there from Hazenkamp. Set. Maggie, no. Picked up by the Bulldogs. Keeping it alive, and Stein comes it over. Free ball here. Hazenkamp. Nice dump there by Detweiler.
Yeah.
Catches the Bulldogs off guard.
Again, she's doing what she does best. There is a giant hole in the middle of that court, and she is seeing it, and she's hitting that sweet spot.
It's tough because you got headsets on and everything, but you wonder if maybe Coach Rhonda Hazenkamp seeing that, kind of helping Detweiler a little bit. But Detweiler's got that court vision and that IQ as well.
Yeah, that has to be a quick decision that's kind of made in the moment. So I think Detweiler is seeing that on her own.
Stein from the back row. Pops in the air. Kept alive by Maggie, and Detweiler will send it over on the third hit. Good job scrambling there by the Eagles. Now Stein, another back row attack. Good dig for a moment by Alyssa Hazenkamp, but it hits the ground, and we're tied at 5.
Hey, the good news is they're there. They're in the spots where they need to be. Now it's just making that adjustment of your platform to get that ball up to your center.
Axel trying to force a third and decisive set this third-place match. Good pass here from Natalie. Detweiler setting up near side Maggie, and how match it, Maggie, getting her going a little bit on this near side short corner.
That's right. This is another one of those times where you need momentum to swing, and so you're up by 1 at this point. Got to get that serve over and in and play big at the net.
No Stein on the front line defensively for Ingles, so can Axel take advantage with Maggie Strothman on the front. Good serve across the net there by Hazenkamp. Ball, through the double block. Stein able to get it to drop, but we're tied at 6.
Yeah, again, I'm not sure that they've had anybody else swing on their side of the court, Jake.
I think you're right. I mean, and if you're coach for Ingles and Galavis, I mean, why would you? You haven't been stopped quite yet. Here's a nice dump by Detweiler.
Yeah.
Good pass on the serve received by Natalie Strothman, and Detweiler does what she does best. Nice little jump there for the point. Axel East by 1.
That's right.
7-6. Maggie Strothman back to serve here for Axel. Good serve. Taken to the back row by Stein. Stoudemire sets up Stein from the back row attack. Dug up nicely, and it's a free ball over the net. He'll reset. Will Ingles, another set. Back row attack from Stein. Picked up by Alyssa. Now set from Detweiler coming near side. McClellan keeps it inside the antenna. No, outside the antenna. It'll be a point for Ingles. 7-7, and Coach Hazenkamp disagrees.
Yeah, I agree with Coach. I did not see that go out. She had a perfect angle, went right inside that antenna.
It looked like McClellan was about on the A of Emporia on the court here, and they're actually going to stop play here as Coach Hazenkamp is begging for the officials to discuss this, and they're going to actually ask the far line judge to see if she had a better angle inside the antenna. The call right now is from the near sideline judge in front of Axel's bench. He put the flag up saying it was outside the antenna. The far sideline judge, I can see her shaking her head right now. She probably didn't see it. But all the officials are coming together. They're going to make a decision, and they're going to...
They're going to replay.
Wow, they're going to give a replay. That's a huge win for Axel right there.
Yeah. It is. Now you got to take that deep breath, and you got to step behind the line, and you got to make it count. So this serve needs to go over and in.
Maggie Strothman back to serve for Axel. Eagles lead 7-6. Good serve over the net. Stein has it. Stoudemire tight to the net, setting up first time we've seen somebody else hit.
That's
and
right.
That'll play.
Yeah, that's the first swing of this whole match that someone else has taken on that side of the court, and she swung out of bounds.
That was Schmeckel that time. You see Schmeckel and Stoudemire each operating as a center for Ingles. And that time Schmeckel hits it too far. 8-6 now. Axel behind the line. Is this the momentum that they can keep? Uncle Bo on their side. Stoudemire setting up Stein. Back row attack. Nice dig for a moment. But again, that trajectory coming from Stein coming in like a missile, and the Eagles cannot pick it up.
Yeah, that's why it's so important that somebody in the front row has got to pick that up and get a hand on the ball. Just at least slow it down.
Schmeichel back to serve here for Ingles. Take in on the front row and up into the bleachers.
Yep, a little bit of a serve-receive miscommunication there. Number 10, McClellan, is in the front row, and she reached back for that ball. Number 18 in the back, looks like Hazenkamp probably should have said, hey, no, that's mine.
Schmeichel, another serve. We're tied at 8 to the back line. Popped in the air by Alyssa Hazenkamp. Now sent over to Detweiler. She sent it over on the third hit. Here's a set. Outside Stein. Nice dig by Hazenkamp. That time it was Reagan. Now tight to the net. Stein trying again. Stuck to the net momentarily by 5'6" sophomore Caitlin Detweiler. She's upset with herself because she thought she could have had that one.
Yep, she was right there. Timing was right. She just needed to get those hands turned in just a little bit. That ball's coming so hard that you have to take into account what angle it has to come back down.
Good pass here from Natalie. That from Detweiler back to Natalie Strauss.
Yeah, there we go. That's what we like to see. And now you have Detweiler back at the service line. And, Jake, we've talked a lot about her serving. I think she's 126, 127, right in there with her aces. So getting a roll right now would be great.
And here, hit the top of the tape. Here comes Stein on the back row attack. Outside, great communication. How about you, Reagan Hazenkamp just dives out of the way, and that goes out of play. It's 10-9 Axel.
Last-minute decision, fell out of the way there. Great decision.
10-9 Eagles. Detweiler, another serve. That one, errant, and she's frustrated. You know what? I had a conversation with somebody, and the man, she had a couple service errors. I don't like that. And I said, you know what? As good as a server as she is, it's okay that she has a couple errors.
Yeah.
10-10, your score. And a near ace brought back in by Ava Brockstrom. And Detweiler sends it over on the third hit. No.
Yeah, I think it was just a little bit of miscommunication there. You had two girls going after the same ball, so didn't quite get it hit as hard as they needed to get it back over the net.
11-10, Ingles with the lead for the first time here in set number 2. Good pass this time from Hazenkamp. Set now, just kind of a punch, a little throw swing there, if you will, by Natalie Strothman to get it down.
Yeah, that was some great timing. I think a little miscue on the set there. Wasn't set exactly where she wanted it, but she was able to reach for it and hit that hole in the middle that we've been talking about that is still there.
11-11, Callie McClellan back to serve. Pumped in the air by Ingles, trying to get it outside Stein. Getting a touch on it, Strauss from it, but it goes out of play. It's 12-11 Ingles.
Yeah, we talked, that ball is getting hit so hard out there that when you're blocking, you really have to focus on getting those hands turned inside because it's coming so hard so that the trajectory is back down onto the court.
12-11, and the Ingles faithful explode right now as they make one substitution. Detweiler keeps the ball alive. Third hit comes across by Reagan Hazenkamp. Stein, no, this time it was a middle attacker this time. First time, Brenna Hayes, 5'4", got the kill right there off the rejection attempt from McClellan. 13-11, lead here for Ingles. Stoudemire will serve, and two lost. Oh, wow. On the back line, says the line judge, and it's 14-11. And a timeout, Axel. We'll step aside at 30 seconds. Set number 2, the Eagles need it to force a third set. It's 14-11 in this third-place match here on Sunny 101.3.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Set number 2 still moving on here. It's Jake and Danny. Jeff Nichols back in the studio. 1A Division II girls state volleyball here in Emporia, Kansas. Eagles leading Axel 1-0. Out of the Axel timeout here in set two, the Eagles trail 14-11, and that one for sure was outside the intent on the attack from McClellan.
Yeah, Stetweiler tried to save that. It was a little bit of an overpass, so she tried to save it out of the net, and it was a little outside and hard for Hazenkamp to swing it.
15-11. Stoudemire to the service on into the net.
Hey, that's great at this point. You got to figure out how to use it to the advantage right now. You got Strassman coming back to serve. Over and in would be real great.
Natalie back there right now for the Eagles. Jump serve to the back line, taken by Stoudemire. Schmeichel, front line now. It's good job there on the attack from Klein. Now quickly over the net, and we've got somebody in the net. Or somebody came over the net, I'm sorry. Looks like Maggie Strothman called for being over the net on that joust at the net. 16-12, Ingles with the lead by four. So back to serve once again. Here is Olivia Stein. And it's made off the back row attempt there by Reagan Hazenkamp. Goes to the eighth row in the bleachers. Timeout here by Ingles. Up by 5, 17-12. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back here to Emporia. Ingles 17, Axel 12. Eagles trying to make a push for a third set here on Sunny 101.3.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here in Emporia, Kansas, Jake Spaulding, Danielle Alley, and Jeff Nichols back at the studio. Here it's 1A Division II Girls State Volleyball. It's the third place match going on in front of us. Axel trailing Ingles 17-12 here in set number two. It's a must win here for Axel if they wish to place third in the state tournament to force a third and decisive set number three. What do the Eagles got to do right now? Danny, first pass on the serve receive?
Yeah, I mean, serve receive right now. They got to be able to pass the ball. And still, number eight is hitting for them on the other side. So just figuring out how to get a hand on that ball, but also scrambling just like they did. Oh,
they got a lift ball here on Axel as there was miscommunication out of the timeout on the back row. And Coach Hazenkamp is looking at her back row and saying, why are we not communicating? It's 18-12. Axel, it's time for them to push. Here's Stein, another hard serve. Good pass, tight to the net. Detweiler keeps it back.
Yeah,
back
girl.
Attack on the back line.
That was beautiful. That was another one of those passes. It was really tight to the net. Detweiler does such a great job of getting up there, just getting one hand on the ball, and she tipped that perfectly up there for 15.
Reagan Hazenkamp.
Hazenkamp to put the ball down.
Now Alyssa Hazenkamp, her cousin, will jump to the back line to serve the defensive specialist to the back row. Axel needs a push point here, down by five. Stein from the back row attack. Stuck at the net. Kept alive, though. Here by the Bulldogs. They'll send it over on a free ball. Good pass to Natalie. Set from Detweiler. Here's Maggie.
Yeah.
That's going to be a kill.
That's right. And that's the kind of ball that they need to play to get back into this set. That was great net play, great passing, great way to move your feet. That was awesome.
Started with a dig and pass from Natalie Strothman over to Detweiler. Maggie able to put it down. Alyssa, another serve here. Taken in the back row by Schmeichel. Now the back line it goes. Stein. Kill attempt is going to be down on the dig attempt from Alyssa. Unable to fill it up. It's 19-14. Ingles by five. Axel has one timeout remaining. Down by five right now. Natalie, good pass from the near side. Maggie Strothman can't put it down. Ball popped in the air on the Eagles side at the net. It's Schmeichel, and she puts it away. Only like the third, maybe fourth different hit we've seen from somebody other than Stein. And Eagles' lead is now 6. It's 20-14. We got a 30-second timeout. We'll keep this one here, Jeff. Eagles' lead is 6 right now, Danny. And Axel, you know, out of the timeout from Eagles, you saw a good pass, a good set, a good attack. But Axel, miscommunication still right now. We're seeing kind of on that back line. For the Eagles.
Yeah, still just a little bit uncomfortable in that back row. The passes, once they're getting their passes up, they're letting Detweiler do her thing, and then her hitters are putting the ball away. But
They're just struggling with that pass in the back row right now.
Good time out there by Coach Hazenkamp. The girls go back onto the floor. It's Alyssa Hazenkamp with Natalie Strothman, Callie McClellan, also Reagan on the floor with Maggie and Detweiler. Here's a serve taken by Natalie, tight to the net. Detweiler jousting at the net, able to push it across. Now Maggie Strothman tries to put it away. No. Rebound coming back here to the Eagle Bulldogs. It's stuck at the net by Maggie Strothman. Pushed across by Eagle to the back row. It's Natalie. Now near side. Here comes Hazenkamp, and Reagan can't put it down. On the attack, 5'4" junior puts it into the net for Eagles, unable to get it across that time was Peters.
Yeah, and that was great defense. That's what it's going to take. Ball back on our side. Service needs to go over and in, and then defense needs to be all over that net.
Reagan Hazenkamp to the back row. Stein has it go wildly off her arm. It's an ace.
Yep, that's something that you have not seen Eagles struggle a whole lot with. So if Hazenkamp can figure out how to keep serving maybe directly at her, send some more balls into this guy there.
25th ace of the year for Reagan Hazenkamp. They could use a lot more of those. Here's a ball outside. It's going to be another one.
Hey, that was a great adjustment. The last one she sent deep. This serve was a little bit short. She wasn't ready for it, so it set Ingles on their toes and couldn't get there.
20-17. Axel battling back. They're within three in set number two. They got to have this one to force a third set. Hazenkamp, another serve to Stein. Now Stoudemire tight to the net. Here's Schmeckle. Touch about defense.
All over that one. And this is where you talk about getting into their heads, okay? So now your front row has done their job three plays in a row. Let's see what this one brings.
Come on, Reagan. Another serve here for Hazenkamp to the back line. And it's a near ace tipped over by Ingles. Hazenkamp keeps it alive, coming near side, and Reagan will send it over on the third hit. Popped in the air by Stein. Stoudemire setting up Stein. Back row attack on the way. But dug out nicely out of foul ground. However, brought back by Tetweiler. Now the Eagle Bulldogs slow things down on the attack. Schmeckle, good block at the net, kept alive by Hazenkamp. Tetweiler setting up near side. McClellan, here's a double block.
Right.
It's going to drop down.
That's right.
Another kill. It's 20-19.
Now they look like themselves. They look like the team that has played the last few days. Man, what we talked about was that net play. They did great this possession, and that's what they got to keep up.
Reagan Hazenkamp, another serve here from the sophomore. Dink to the corner, pulled up by Ingles. Stoudemire, now Stein, back row attack. That one hits the bottom. They break serve to Ingles, but a run by Axel gets it back within two. It's 21-19. First pass ever so important right now for the Eagles. Back to serve will be Alyssa Bundle for the Dogs. Her serve taken by Hazenkamp. Set from Detweiler. Back set to Maggie Strothman, who puts it across the net on the set. Now Stoudemire setting up middle. Schmeckle. She finds an open spot on the back line.
Last two possessions, nobody's touched the ball at the net. And we've seen what it can do when they do put a hand on that ball. So that's going to be key right now, especially at 22-19.
Axel's got a side out. Get the serve back. Here's a serve by Rundle. Taken in the back row by Alyssa. Now Detweiler setting up near side. Punching in the left hand, stuffed up the net. Kept alive here by the Eagles on their side of the floor. McClellan sends it on the third hit. Now a set from Stoudemire outside. Here's Peter stuffed up the net by Strongman. That's Maggie. Now a quick set outside to Stein. She puts it down on the back row.
Yeah, they're just having a hard time reading those balls on the front row right there. Again, not a hand on that ball, and so it comes down really hard in the back row, and those are just really hard to get to.
Hand over your state champion at 182 over Lynn in two straight sets. Rundle, another serve. It's 23-19 here. Tight at the net. Nice jump there by Detweiler. It was an overpass there by Alyssa Hazenkamp, but Detweiler knows exactly what to do with it. It's 23-20. Back to serve. It's Maggie Strothman for the Eagles here. Need to push points. Down three. The back row and Stein. Stoudemire dumps it over the net. Good job there by Axel momentarily as McClellan had it, but couldn't get out of the way in time. It falls aimlessly. It's now a set match point for Ingles at 24-20. Back to serve. Jill Schmeckle. Her serve popped in the air. Eagles have to get it over on the third hit. They do with Alyssa. Now on the attack, here comes Stein. Stuffed at the net! Natalie and Caitlin reject it.
That's right. And 21-24, still in this with Detweiler back to serve. We've talked about what a strength serving is for her. So over and in right now and just great net play. That's what they got to do.
A run right now is needed for Axel. They're up against the backs against the wall, 24-21. That's who you want behind the line. Detweiler with a serve. Schmeichel sets outside. Stein at the net. Deflected at the net by Axel. Now Detweiler's dumping it across. Yes. It's going to fall. Oh, oh, kept alive. Great hustle there by Lynn. Now Detweiler punches it down.
There you go. That's right. See, we talked a lot about that ball on the front row, Jake. They got a hand on the ball, slowed it down defensively, got that ball back up, and were able to put a point on the board.
I beg your pardon. That was Natalie Strothen with that kill, 24-22. Caitlin, this serve, too strong.
Sorry.
25-22, and a battle in the second half of set one and the second half of set two for this Eagle team. They fall just short. Here in this third-place match, it goes the way of the Eagles and the Bulldogs from Eagles in straight sets, 25-18 in set one, 25-22 here in set two. We'll step aside, come back and summarize final thoughts here from Emporia. Axel places fourth here in the 1A D2 state tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Axtell Lumber and Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Sunny 101.3.
Final time here from Emporia. Axel's getting recognized right now for their fourth place finish here in the Class 1A Division II State Volleyball Tournament. They finished their season here top four in the state. Jake Spaulding, Danielle Alley, Jeff Pickles back in the studio for you. Again, one final time here from Emporia. This Kansas State Volleyball Championship Saturday has been a good one, and the Eagles fall just short here today in this matchup against Ingles for a third place finish. They will get their fourth place medals. They're going to get introduced individually right now as Elena Bergman will go out and get her medal from head coach Rhonda Hazenkamp. They finished their season with a record of 29-15 this season. Danny, this is an actual team that was battle tested. They had a great run throughout the top TVL schedule. They make it to a state tournament, and that is an 8 seed with double digit losses. No surprise, they're a top four team in the state of Kansas.
Oh, absolutely. They have nothing to hang their heads about. They have played so well this weekend. We've seen a lot of good things out of this team, and I would be excited to see what next year brings as well.
Axel will be saying so long to a handful of seniors like Natalie Strothman, also Alyssa Hazenkamp, Callie McClellan, Avery Bussing, and Claire Bussing from this state roster, bringing back Elena Bergman, Emma Kroger, Caitlin Detweiler, Reagan Hazenkamp, as well as Ellie Ronenbaum, Ava Brockstrom, and Maggie Strothman from this state roster. So bringing a handful of kids back to next year. Again, this is the first time they made it to state since 2017. You mentioned nothing to hang your head about, but it's a program. First-year head coach Rhonda Hazenkamp has this program in the right direction right now.
Oh, absolutely. And with all the experience that she brings, Coach Heron that she played under at Washburn, I have been a part of some of those camps as a high school student myself. So the knowledge that she brings into this team, you can see how deeply she cares for her team, how well she had them prepared. They look like they play together as a team, and that is something that is so key in volleyball because it is a lot of a mental game, as well as skill. But she has done a really great job preparing this team, and you can really tell.
So Axtell finishes the year fourth place finishers here in 1A Division II with losses today against Lynn in straight sets earlier today against their Twin Valley League rival in the Bulldogs of Lynn, 25-13, 25-19, and then falling to the Bulldogs of Eagles, 25-18, 25-22 here today. But we can't say it enough, a great season by this Axtell Eagle program. And then shouting out the Twin Valley League, Hanover, your state champion, Lynn, your runner-up, and Centralia battling for a state title right now over on 92.1 KMZA out of Seneca. So state championship volleyball Saturday is always fun, Danny. I appreciate you taking some time to be a part of it with me. I know you got a lot of plans still yet to get to today, but I do appreciate you coming down to Emporia and taking in some awesome volleyball that we had a chance to bring back to the folks at home.
Oh, absolutely. I love doing this, Jake. Anytime you need me, I'm here. But yeah, it's been a privilege to call these games with you. And again, I can't say enough about these Axtell Eagles and the way they battled this weekend.
So congratulations to the Eagles. Once again, we'll give everybody their shout out and their flowers. Avery Kroger, Maya Ronnebaum, Ellie Bussing. Those are the managers. Head coach Rhonda Hazenkamp and assisted by Rose Tuckelman and Pam Bussing. And then shout out to this state roster of Elena Bergman, Claire Bussing, Avery Bussing, Kelly McClellan, Emma Kroger, Caitlin Detweiler, Reagan Hazenkamp, Alyssa Hazenkamp, Ellie Ronnebaum, Natalie Strothman, Ava Brockerman, and Maggie Strothman here for the Axtell Eagles. That'll do it from Emporia for today here on Sunny 101.3. A little bit later on this afternoon, you will have state volleyball here on Sunny 101.3 with Johnson County Central, the only undefeated team left in the state of Nebraska. That will start with a 1:50 start time and a 2 o'clock first serve. And then over on KTNC, it'll be Falls City Sacred Heart at 3 o'clock in their state tournament. So once again, for Jeff Nichols back at studio, my partner Danny Alley, this is Jake Spaulding saying so long from Emporia. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Saturday.
November is American Diabetes Month and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Well, the holidays are coming, and nothing brings folks together quite like a meal from Frankfurt Meat Company. From custom-cut roasts and smoked hams and steaks, sausage, and more, they've got everything you need to make your table unforgettable. Stop by Frankfurt Meat Company at 120 East 2nd Street in Frankfurt, or call them at 785-292-4436 to reserve your holiday favorites today. Frankfurt Meat Company, small-town butcher with big-time flavor.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.